Can you summarize what the trial demonstrated?
That study compared interferon with sunitinib in patients with untreated metastatic clear cell carcinoma of the kidney. It was a large trial of randomized 750 patients to treatment with one or the other. The primary endpoint was progression-free survival, and the difference that emerged were twofold. One, in response rates. Patients with interferon had a regression rate of about 6%, and with sunitinib, anywhere between 30 and 40%, whether it was investigator or secondary assessment by independent radiology review. So patients respond much more frequently, but that's not the critical issue. I think response, although it's an interesting issue, is not what we look at now in this disease. We look at disease control, such as delay of progression and or survival. And he presented the progression-free survival data, which demonstrated that for interferon, the median progression-free survival was 6 months, and for patients receiving sunitinib, it's 11 months, so approximately a doubling of progression-free survival. Now, that's a pretty dramatic difference in terms of delay of progression. The issue with these drugs, sunitinib included, is that we don't see very frequently complete regressions. These are generally partial regressions. And when you look at all patients who are treated with this drug, somewhere around 70% will have some decrease in the size of their tumor. So a fairly substantial number have that. And the duration of those responses is going to last somewhere between 6 to 12 months. So pretty substantial proportion have a long response. So I think what we've defined is clearly a new approach to the treatment of the disease. Now, the other tyrosine kinase inhibitors, sorafenib, we don't have that kind of data as yet. So we don't know what those data will be in first-line therapy. I suspect they will be similar. We don't know because it has also a very dramatic effect in cytokine refractory patients. But right now, we just don't have enough information to recommend it unequivocally in first line. Although I think the toxicity profiles, as they ultimately play out, will sort of dictate how you use these drugs and which drug you use preferentially and such in the setting.
Dr. Dutcher, agree, disagree, or in between?
Well, I disagree. I still think interleukin-2 has a role in treating kidney cancer. I don't know if this particular person would be a good candidate for it, but the people that we've seen that seem to have the long-term survivals and the long-term responses with IL-2 are people with lung-only disease. There are some pathological features that we can't clearly standardize as yet that we're trying to define under the microscope as people whose disease would be most amenable to treatment, including CA9 staining, including some histologic features, absence of granular histology, things like that. So I would at least have the conversation that there is a treatment that in a small percentage of people will produce long-term disease-free survival, meaning decades. As far as the TKIs, I think the issue here is you've got an asymptomatic man who feels well, and you're going to put him on chronic therapy. So the question to me is not what, but when. And do you need 2 points on the curve, or do you think that because there's a 7-month interval, it's time to start some treatment right now? He did obviously have a chest CT when he first presented, so you know that there's some growth. But I don't perceive these drugs as being very different. I think that about 70% of people have some benefit. And is it longer with one than the other? We don't have first-line data to compare, so I don't think we know the answer.